Hi, folks. Andy Kimball here from the Andy and Amanda Show, doing a little introduction to what you're about to hear. I got a call from a scam, the Publishers Clearinghouse scam, the Mad Dash Cash giveaway or something like that, on my cell phone. And he went on, gave me all the information, an ID, his name, my account number, my specialist password, and, you know, gave me information about my winning of $650,000 and $7,000 a week for life and a Mercedes S-Class and all this stuff. And then he had to go. He's going to call me back. And I said, wait, can I call you back? And he said, yes. And then what I did is went on to our studio, our Andy and Amanda Show studio, and I called him back on our studio line, and I recorded it. We got the whole nine yards. We also have a woman's name and address, which is Jamize Harris at 23722 TAWAS Avenue, and that's in Hazel Park, Michigan, 48030, as the person that I'm supposed to send a bank check in my taxes, which I'm supposed to pay before I get the winnings, and I'm supposed to send it to her personally, and that's indicated in the conversation you're about to hear. Amanda joined us. I introduced her as my wife, which she is my internet wife. Cornet Butler was on the line, our show coordinator. So without further ado, you're about to hear this. What fun. I had so much fun with this. I've tried to call the guy back a couple of times, but we're going to call him again on the show maybe later and see what happens. But listen in. We will see you Wednesday live at 3 p.m. New York time, New York, and 8 p.m. in the U.K., and we're going to talk all about some fascinating things having to do with the GameStop stock increase when the company's going bankrupt, and same thing with AMC Theaters. So you got to tune into that. What, talking about having fun, let's have some more fun tomorrow live on the Andy and Amanda Show. Again, our call number is 515-605-9888. Enjoy this quick, spontaneous episode of the Andy and Amanda Show and our guest, Scammer. Thanks. See you tomorrow. Folks, how are we doing? One unexpected pleasure this is. I just received a call. It's a scam call from a person or company or group imposturing themselves to be the Publishers Clearinghouse scams, claiming I just won the Dash for Cash sweepstakes with hundreds of thousands of dollars, a bonus of $50,000 in Mercedes-Benz, and so forth. And they got a call back to confirm something, gave me a password. I got to call them back. And I figured, you know what? I should, you know, broadcast this conversation on our show. So I'm waiting for my co-host Amanda Love to join us from the UK, so she can join us too. I'm going to have her just listen in the background. Maybe as the conversation continues, if he takes my call, I'll play some applause or play some Donald Trump saying that I won millions of dollars or something like that. I've got all that here. We'll have some fun with this guy. So I'm just going to wait for a minute to see if Amanda Love joins us. I know she's going to be on here. I sent her the invite to join our show. She's in the UK, as you know. I'm here in the USA. Our number to join us, if you want to talk about it afterward, is 515-605-9888, as always. This is an unexpected, unscheduled show, and she should be joining us. Just got a text from the lovely Amanda Love in the UK saying that she got the invite to connect to the show. And she's excited to be part of this, too. This is going to be fun, folks. This is going to be fun. And this is an unadvertised, unscheduled show. We will, if you're listening to it as a podcast, let's have some fun with this. We'll all do it together. This is going to be, if again, I told him I was going to call him back. And that, you know, and maybe, I hope that didn't give something away. And so we might go through this, and it might be for not. So we're going to try it. Again, I'm waiting for Amanda to join us, and then I will call the number provided, which was 812-819-1158. And his supposed name is Michael Page. So if you want to call him and tease the hell out of him, go ahead and do it. That's the number. He's the IRS not the IRS, that's another scam, the Publishers Clearinghouse scam. So let's have some fun with this. About 5 minutes now, so I should go ahead and give the call back and waiting for Amanda here to join. How's everybody doing? Hope you're doing great. I want you to join our regularly scheduled show tomorrow, Wednesday, at 3 p.m. New York time, 8 p.m. UK, and noon here in the Pacific Coast, because we're going to be talking about the AMC movie theater squeeze and the GameStop inflation of all their stock. And we have somebody coming on who's knowledgeable about all this and how it all works and how these millennial video gamers have taken on Wall Street successfully and left a lot of Wall Streeters scratching their heads. What? Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow's show on the Andy and Amanda show here on Coast to Coast. And what I better do before too much time goes by is I better call this guy Michael Page back at 812-819-1158 and and continue the conversation. And I'll have Amanda join the conversation when she tunes in. So let me see how I can go ahead and do this here. I don't really call out too often on the show, so this is going to be, let's see how we can do this. Here we go. I got it. I picked the wrong button. Here we go. All right. I'm going to dial now. It's 812-819. There she is. There's Amanda. Hey, Amanda. How are we doing? How's it going,
hey,
sweetie?
Hey, I'm doing good, sweetheart. How about you?
I'm doing great. This is going to be fun. I just did a plug. I was waiting for you to get on, so I plugged tomorrow's show. We know this is unrehearsed, unscripted. I just got this prank call from a publisher's clearinghouse. I'm about to call the guy back because I don't want too much time to go by. We hung up and called him back.
Absolutely.
812-819-11. We just talked about this yesterday. 11.
We did.
One one. 58, and his name supposedly is Michael Page, Publishers Clearinghouse. I won an amazing amount of money, and I've got to pay the tax first. I got to pay $2,500 in tax before I get the money. So I'm going to dial it now. I'll see if you can join in. And his name is so Amanda. Don't say anything. I'll just continue the conversation. We'll have some fun as we move along here. Okay.
Absolutely, I'm ready.
Okay,
let's do this.
Well, here we go, folks. And this is all for our listeners. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. So here we go. Dialing. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies.
Come on, you can answer the phone.
Oh, come on.
Yes. I wonder if they're on another call. No, it wouldn't ring like that, would it?
Hello?
Hi, Michael. This is
Michael. Hi. Hey, Andy. I'm calling you back. How are you? I'm sorry it took me longer here. I had to go.
Hi, Andy.
I had to go to the bathroom. You got to excuse me. I had to go to the bathroom. I'm back.
No problem.
I had some of that chili. I had some of that chili this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. What I'm going to do, Andy, I'm asking for you to give me just about two more minutes before I can provide you with the information I have sent to obtain it, but they have not sent it to my office yet. So as soon as they have transferred it over to my office, I'm going to give you a call back. I'm actually on the line with them now. That's why I was so surprised when I answered the phone. So I'll be calling you back in a minute. Just give me
I got to call you back. So let's just go over the process here again. So I pay, just so I'm clear, because I got notes on all this stuff. And you didn't ask me for my password.
Yeah.
You said you'd ask me for my password. It's 101AK.
Yeah, you're the one. No, I'm not supposed to ask you for it. You're supposed to ask me for the password.
So what's the password?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's it, buddy. So I'm the one who's supposed to say 101AK. And if I get it wrong, you hang up. Even if it's me who gets it wrong, you hang up.
All right, so I'd be getting other calls outside of people, outside of yourself then, and I give them this number? This is what I give them?
Yeah, you don't give them that number. Yeah, they
okay.
provide it to you. If they cannot provide it to you, then you hang up.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So it's the other way around.
I'm just going to, because you just made my day here. I'm excited as hell. You wouldn't believe it. I was so excited
I
had to run to the bathroom. You know what I mean? So
I understand.
How much money am I getting again? I'm getting an amazing amount of money.
you're going to be getting $663,000 as taxes are already deducted. But you'll still be receiving $7,000 weekly to your account. That's going to be a fixed income to your account for life, as well as your brand new Mercedes-Benz S-Class sedan.
Wow. That's amazing. So we have seen it, and I'm sure, you know, many, as you said earlier, you know, many people across the United States and other, you're in New York. Am I right about that? You're in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York. Yeah.
What part of New York? I used to live on the East Coast. What part of New York?
Oh, I'm in Jericho. Have you
heard
been
of it?
To Winner Circle?
To where? I'm sorry?
I'm in Winner Circle. That's in Jericho, New York.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't. No, yeah. No. You know, I think I've heard of it, but I don't know it. You know, my wife is jumping up and down, so excited too. Can I put her on the line and have her say hello to you as well?
I know, but what I'm going to do is, all right, can you guys give me about 2 minutes to call you back? Because
I'll call
I
you
said,
back.
I'm on the line.
You'll call
me back in about 2 minutes.
Is that good? I'll call you back in a couple minutes and look forward to it. Again, where she's jumping up and down here. It looks like she's going to have to run the bathroom too. Listen, I'm going to call you back. That's what we left it. Give me about, 2-3 minutes? I'll give you a call right back.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you so much, man. Looking forward to it. You're making my day here.
I'm as excited as hell.
I'm excited.
I think I'm as excited as you. I don't know when since last have conducted a delivery where they were this excited. They have been excited, but not this excited.
I'm about to buy a boat, and now I'm getting a bigger boat. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, just for your call today, you should win something too. A ride on my boat.
Oh.
No, I want to. I got
no
a weekend. You could spend a week on my boat.
All right,
I'm going to buy a big boat. Listen,
I'm
also going to send you a fish sandwich. That's my other prize. I'll call you back in about 3 minutes. Thank you, man.
All right.
No. Bye. I got to run to the bathroom. I had some chili this morning. I was gonna fuck the toilet, but I figured that might be a giveaway.
Wow! I tell you what, I think I'd run to the bathroom. I think I'd throw up. I think I'd be doing all these things. If somebody said, "Hey, I'm about to give you all this money in a Mercedes Benz," yeah, let's do this. Oh my God!
How did I do? Do you like how I did? How am I
doing? Oh, you did it very smooth, Andy. That was smooth, smooth sailing, man. Smooth sailing.
I'll buy me a boat. I'm buying a bigger boat. Now buy me a bigger boat. $7,000 a week
for a fish sandwich.
Well, I'm sending a fish sandwich and a ride on my boat. I get $7,000 a week for the rest of my life. What do you say? $650,000 and a Mercedes-Benz S-Class just because I answered the phone from the Mad Dash giveaway on Publishers Clearing House. Yes, folks, you heard it right here on the Andy and Amanda Show. By the way,
he wanted
my email, and I was going to give him andyandamandashow@gmail.com because he said he's going to send me stuff, but I didn't want to give him this email. So I didn't want to give him any email of mine that's working.
Yeah.
So I gave him remember how we used to have the Andy and Lloyd show before you officially joined us, right? So I gave him andyandlloydshow@gmail.com. So don't use that email, folks. It doesn't go anywhere. Our email, if you want to contact Amanda and I, tell us how much you love us and how much you enjoy the show, is andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And you can get on the show. If you want to listen in on the phone, call us, 515-605-98. Be on the show. I'll just have you just listen in. If you want to listen to the rest of this conversation I'm having with the guy named, or he says his name is Michael Page.
So much fun. It really is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Who would have thought this would happen, though, after our discussion? It's just like, wow.
It's so funny. We just called, and I went on with him. I was on my cell. He called me, and I called him back on my cell, and I'm listening, going on, and make sure it's confidential. Don't tell anybody, da-da-da, and here's all the your ID number and your password and all this stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, God, it would be so great to have – we just talked about this yesterday, to do a show.
And
have this guy on. And sure enough, boom, here it is. So – and I wonder if he's a little suspicious because I'm calling him. He's not, but I called him back initially, but I'm calling him from another number. I'll call you back. I said, no, I'll call you back. And he might be a little suspicious. He might be.
He might hang up. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just so excited. I don't want to be too, you know. I got to find the clip that says, I just gave you a Trump clip that says something about I'm doing quite well, $3 million. Wait a minute. Because I think what I might do is this one, as we go on, depending when you start asking me for my credit card to give him the $2,500, I'm going to tell him that Let me see if I can find something fun to play here. But do-do-do-do. It is fun.
It is fun. I wonder if he's caught on with the email address.
Andy
he's
Lloyd
got the show?
Show
at the end.
No,
yeah.
No, I don't think. I think he's, first of all, I think he's from another country. I don't think he's in Jericho, New York, the Winner's Circle. Oh, that's where Publishers Clearinghouse is. He's not from there.
Right.
I think he might be in another country. He might be in another country, actually.
They usually are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, after
yeah.
all this is over, I'll tell you the story about how somebody tried to scam my father. But, We had him going. Oh, we had him going. It was quite a ride. But my poor father, bless him.
Oh, God.
He fell for it. He's in a bad place.
Yeah. Oh, no. And my mom almost fell for something. Yeah, they asked for my credit card. You didn't give it to him, did you? Well, I wanted to find, you know, because, and she's 91. And so you cannot. These scammers are out there. They're posing as IRS people. You owe IRS taxes. We have a lawsuit against you. They're posing as Social Security people. We're going to suspend your Social Security. It's all a scam. Don't fall
it's
for
disgusting.
It. Anybody. Most people know. Most people know. Most people know.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so by now. Wow. I mean, whew. After this show.
How about this one? How about this one? Listen to this. Listen to this.
It's a Democrat hoax.
Yeah.
Listen, wait. No coordination, no nothing.
Yeah. Well,
listen, this is the way it is.
I wonder what he's thinking now, though. It's like, oh, well, I obviously need to do something in those 2 minutes to prepare myself for the next part that comes, right?
Let's give him a call back. Here we go. We're calling him now.
Woohoo! Let's do it.
Yeah. Hi, Andy?
Yes.
Alrighty, so I have obtained the information from the board of directors, and I'll be providing it in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
What
you'll be doing is you'll be heading to the bank to obtain the $2,500. You can have it sent via a certified cashier check. You can have it obtained via your drive-thru. As I did state before, you have to keep it as confidential as possible. So you have to try to make sure you keep your business to yourself as much as possible. So what you could do is you could use your
before I do this,
at your
just
bank.
To make sure that no one else is listening and blah, 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 and you're for real, what's my password?
All right, your password is 101AK.
And what is your ID number?
My ID number is 419516.
Okay, good. All right, I just want to make sure.
That is wonderful.
Got it.
That is wonderful.
Because there's so many scam artists out there, you know what I'm saying? You never know. Just want to make sure.
Now we're working with the process.
Okay, cool. Good. Okay. All right.
So
I go to the bank, and I get 20. Let me just see if I got this right. I go to my bank, and I get $2,500 cashier's check, and then what do I do?
Yeah.
Why don't I just wire the money or something? Okay, I guess. All right, go ahead. I'll get a cashier's check. Go ahead. What's the process?
All righty. And you have it. You're going to have it sent overnight mail. You can use Federal Express as they're much faster, and they guarantee next day delivery.
Great. Got it.
All righty. So you're going to have it sent to their licensed merchant banker. Her name is Janice Harris. And
okay, hold a second. Hold on. Let me get this down. Hold on. Slow down. We're getting there. Slow down. All right. Let me open up another. Let me. This is great, man. And you're
a
lot of fun. You must really. Yeah, I am. You must like your job. Like I like my job.
Yeah, I really.
You know what I do for a living? I won't tell you what I do for a living, because I'm not doing much now these days. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? No respect. You know what I mean? None.
I understand.
You know?
But I'm also a Christian. So that is probably why I enjoy my job so much, because I'm actually giving away, and I enjoy giving.
That's so great.
As it's part of my group.
So you enjoy. Let me get this right then. You enjoy, like myself. I think we're like minded this way. And that's probably why we hit it off here. Like myself, you enjoy giving a whole lot more than taking, you know, from people.
That is correct.
That's wonderful to hear. I love it, man. You're great. I got, you know, if I come to New York, I'm buying you a beer. You know, or, you know what I mean? All right. and with this kind of money, I'll buy more than a beer. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me get that that address.
I
sent 20 feet,
so you can buy me a beer.
Yeah, and I'll take you for a boat ride.
You can
all right,
still
let
buy
me have
me a
the. Hell yeah, that's what am I doing here? Oh yeah, I'm taking an address down to send $2,500 cashier's check. Go ahead. What's the address?
Yes, Janice Harris. That's 23.
What's her name? Wait. I didn't get the name. What's the name again?
Janice Harris.
Harris. I'd love to talk to Janice.
Yeah. And that her name, it's spelled J-A-N-I-C-E.
Oh, Z-E. I'm glad you corrected that. Okay. J-A-N-I-Z-E, yeah. Harris. And I hope we all got that down. I think we do. Okay, Janice Harris. Got it. Okay, go ahead. And her address?
That's H-A-R-R-I-S for Harris.
Okay. And the address, and I'm FedExing this, right? I'm FedExing this.
Yes, that's correct. Overnight.
Okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right. And her address is 23722 Tawas Avenue.
Spell that again.
That's Tawas, T-A-W-A-S.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could you repeat what you have?
Yeah. 23722 Tawas, T-A-W-A-S Avenue.
In Hazel Park.
Hazel Park, H-A-Z-E-L.
Yeah.
Hazel Park,
P-A-R-K.
Go ahead. Got it.
Hazel Park State.
State.
S-T-A-T-E.
Got it. That sounds like a prison. Wait, Hazel Park State, that's a state prison, isn't it? Hazel Park.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like Hazel Park State, you know what I mean? Yeah, we want to get your, yeah, okay, so Hazel Park State, got it, and I wrote prison, I'm sorry. Hazel Park State, I was writing as I was thinking, I wrote Hazel Park State Prison. Okay, go ahead, Hazel Park State, go ahead, continue.
You really wrote prison?
I did.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead, Hazel Park State.
That's so funny. In Michigan...
Mm-hmm.
That's M-I-C-H.
I know how you spell Michigan. I got big family out in Michigan. I got a lot of family out there.
Okay.
Michigan, got it.
The zip code is 48030.
8030. Now, I have a question for you. I'm sending this cash. Oh, who am I making the treasurer's check out to, the bank check? Do I make it out to somebody?
You're going to make it out to Janice Harris.
Oh, I make it out to Janice. I make it to her personally, not the Bureau of Taxation and what's it called, Finance and Taxation, the IRS Division of Finance and Taxation, which I've never heard of before. Mm-hmm. So who is Janice Harris? Why would I make a check out to her, who I don't know her? She's an individual. Why would I make it out to the Division of
– It's the Department of Taxation and Finance. Janice Harris.
Okay, I'm going to make the check out to the Department of Taxation and Finance and let them deal with it when they get it.
All right.
No.
Can you hold on and let me provide you with the instructions?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're moving a bit.
All right. Go ahead.
All righty. So you're making it out to Janice Harris. She's a licensed merchant banker with the Department of Taxation and Finance.
Now I get it.
Remember, I stated before, because of the nature of funds that are being transferred, we have to make sure that we keep your business as confidential as possible. So we have to make sure that we keep it to a known personnel that we control, because if the information leaves the small circle that we're trying to control, and it is leaked, then there might be a chance of a double claim being made on your package. And once there's a double claim being made on your package, I already told you that it would have it sent back to the department for which it would be disqualified.
Okay. Got it. I'll do it.
All right.
Can I have Janice Harris's phone number? Can I get her on the line right now? I have a conference call here. Let's get Janice on the line right now, too. How about that? Let's call her.
All right. You're not supposed to be in contact with Ms. Harris. You're just supposed to have the check
Okay. All right. So I do this all tomorrow. I got it. All right. I'll go along with whatever the process is. I don't want to interrupt me getting all this money in my car. So – Because I want to get that boat, and I want to buy you a beer. So that is Harris, 23722 Powis Avenue, Hazel Park State Prison. Excuse me, not Hazel Park State Prison. Hazel Park State, Michigan, 48030. And I do this tomorrow, and then I call you afterward, let you know I did it. What should I do?
It's 23722, not 33.
No, I got that.
Is it possible for you to get it done today?
Yeah, I can do it today. I can do it today.
Yeah, what you can get to do is you can have it done as soon as possible today, and you can call me back as soon as it's finished with the tracking number for which I would go ahead to have been provided with. So as soon as that is finished, you can go ahead to provide a call to my dialing line.
Okay, I'll do it today. So should I go to the? I can go to the bank now and get it done, and then call you back with the tracking number. Is that the best thing?
Alrighty, that is wonderful. So you can go ahead and get it done right about now.
So I get my money. When do I get my money? My
prize
money.
You get it 48 hours. You're going to be getting it. We're going to be completing the delivery 48 hours after your check has been processed and the Golden Eagle stamp of approval has been placed upon your check.
And your name is Michael Page. Michael Page, right?
That is correct.
And okay, cool. Very cool. You know, it's fun. I can't wait. You just made my day. You know, it seems amazing.
And now we're
going to
get money because we want the money.
Yeah, I love it. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah.
And
so,
was that your husband back then?
That was Donald Trump. You know who Donald Trump is?
Oh, Donald Trump.
I just got like a little saying Donald Trump thing here. You know, I couldn't resist. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, Michael, I want to get my wife on the line. She wants to say hi to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Hey, Amanda, I'm in love with this girl. If you met her, you would fall in love with her too. Believe me, she's wonderful. Amanda, are you on the line? Hello?
Oh.
I was calling your mother.
Is that my mother? My wife.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Oh,
so
Amanda's
been jumping up and down here because of all the money we're winning and so forth. And
I'm giddy.
You know,
I'm giddy with joy.
Yeah.
I want to throw up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amanda, you have a lovely accent. Where are you from?
Oh, thank you. I'm from the UK, my darling, originally. And then I met the love of my life, Andy, and now we're living together in the US.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story.
Do you guys have any kids yet?
Sorry?
Do we have any kids? They want to know about our kids now.
I'm not hearing any talk about kids.
That's a long story. You know? Yeah. We have a lot of kids. We have lovely, lovely kids. But we're empty nesters now. We're empty nesters.
Pretty much. Where?
Where?
Empty nesters.
I did not.
Oh, they're out of the house now. They're gone. They're out of the house.
Yeah, they abandoned us.
Said before.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wanted to spend all our money and run away.
Guys are speaking at the same time, so it's kind of confusing.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it's great.
I was not understanding what you're.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So Michael, you're also you're a Christian. You weren't on Amanda before. So Michael's a Christian. It's all about giving and so forth. And you know how we live our life. Let me tell you, Mike, we're all about making a difference in the world and honesty and the truth and making a difference. And we do this. We do this pretty much on a regular basis on a radio show called the Andy and Amanda Show, and you are on the show now. This whole program has been broadcast around the world into 22 countries, and we want you to know that you have been a guest on our show. And it's been wonderful. So we'll hang in and talk to us. We want to talk to you some more. Don't hang up.
Absolutely. We love having you here, Michael. Thank you so much.
He hung up.
Oh, Michael. Michael.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
You know, he's just giving Christians a bad name. He really is.
Yeah.
Wow. Where's your money, Andy? I mean, come on.
Let's call him again. Let's give him a call. Let's give him a call. Let's see what's bothering. Let's give him a call. Let's see what happens here. Let's dial. We're gonna dial him again. Hey, Cornell. Cornell. Let me punch in Cornell here. Hey, Cornell. You listening, man?
I'm listening, man. I'm ready to give my money up.
I'll tell you, I was sweating.
Well, I wanted to play more background noise, but I figured, you know, if I played in the background, that might give it away too early. So I just told him I was going to flush the toilet, told him I had to go to the bathroom again, stuff like that, you know.
That was hilarious with the Donald Trump thing.
Is he going to answer?
Nah, he's not going to answer.
Oh, man. How you guys doing, man?
Doing all right. This has been a great show. The Andy and Amanda show. The Andy and Amanda show.
Only on the Andy and Amanda show.
Oh, man. How can these people have a conscience and, you know, sit there being normal with you saying, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, I love giving. Bullshit.
You want to be a Christian? Answer the phone. Well, guys, I just wanted to – I was checking it out, man, a radio show. It's going great. This is funny, but I love it.
Oh, yeah, this is such a great idea. It was just so interesting. We were talking about it, and then this scammer, you know.
The way it works. For a man that wants money, he sure is not picking up.
I know, right? I know. That's hilarious.
What do you say? My hours are from 8 to 4.
Oh my God.
To be honest, he's absolutely crapping himself right now.
Our blog talk time is going to run out in about 13 seconds. We can continue on talking because we're going to put this out as a podcast. And this has been great. And this is an unscheduled, unrehearsed, raw, you know, as raw as it gets, really. And what fun. Only on the Andy and Amanda show. I'm trying to get rid of this call now.
The awful thing is, on the
Andy and Amanda show, don't call us, we'll call you.
I was born to do this.
It just makes me so mad that these people go around doing this, and there's innocent people out there, especially elderly people who get caught up in these scams. And you know,
we will not deal with you.
Yeah.
We will not deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys, I gotta run. I wanted to check on the show, check on you guys.
How'd you like it?
Thank you, darling.
Love you guys, man.
Love you, too.
Love you, too,
all right, that's Cornell. What's his name again? Cornell. No, that's Cornell Butler.
Cornell the hippie.
The hippie.
Cornell the hippie.
The hippie. Amanda show. We're going to be back tomorrow with a fun show. We're going to be talking, as I said earlier, we're going to be talking all about the video gamers who conquered the stock market with artificially inflating GameStop and also AMC theaters. These young millennials and took Wall Street for a tumble and a surprise. And we're going to talk with a special guest tomorrow who's knowledgeable about how all this works and how it works and what people have made and so forth. And that show is going to air on the West Coast of the United States at noon tomorrow live. Our number is 515-605-9888 at 3 p.m. in the East Coast and 8 p.m. in the UK. And Amanda, I guess this has been fun, man. What a great time. What a fun time. We'll see everybody on the next Andy and Amanda show. And Amanda. And Amanda.
Amanda?
Amanda.
What?
No.
That means they can do anything they want.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love it.
Yes, my darling. Wait, this is bad.
These people are sick.
Yes, we are.
But anyway, I was going to say, forget what I was going to say. I guess we got to get out of here. Yeah, this has been a quick, unscheduled show. I got to go. I did have some of that chili this morning, so I'm going to run.
I know.
The phone call gave you that bit of edge and that bit of clearing that you needed, right?
Oh, can we talk? Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll let you head to the bathroom then, Andy.
It's the other one, not that one. Yeah. I had too much coffee. You know what I'm saying? It kind of runs right through me. So I'll head to the bathroom, And you can sign us off. And when I come back, we'll be off the air. No.
Already? Yeah.
Wait.
They're hugging and kissing.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
oh,
we
okay.
are. We love our listeners. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This is also going out on our podcast. So that's because we were on a schedule. That's how most people are going to hear this, already done. So, hey, how are you doing, everybody? We'll see you tomorrow live, right? Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
So on
get us out of here.
Behalf of Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love in the UK, and Cornell Butler, our coordinator, for calling in. And thank you to our scammer, Michael Page, for participating in this show unwillingly. No.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
I hope you get the justice that is deserved for you.
Oh,
young
oh I got to say one more thing. How'd you like?
Yes.
Remember when he gave me that address, 23722 Tallis Avenue, Hazel Park? And I said, is that state? Is that prison? Is that state
yes.
prison? I wrote that
nervous.
Down. Wait. Is that? You said you wrote down
these
prison.
These people
yeah,
are
I,
sick.
I wrote down prison. Wait, is that prison? I can't believe I actually wrote that down. You said you wrote it down. I said yeah, I actually wrote down prison. I can't believe it. Anyway,
so,
oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe in giving. Oh, yeah, oh and
actually,
I said,
it's the address to Great Adventures.
Yeah, and I said, oh, so let's get this straight. You're a Christian. You believe in giving more than let's say you do taking. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's proven. You've got to pay in order to receive. Okay.
That was great. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Best is yet to come.
You just wait.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We'll see everybody tomorrow. Right?
Yeah,
live.
Yeah.
For another
to
Andy and Amanda show, folks. Take care. We will see you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Please join the conversation again at 515-605-9888. Talk about anything you want to talk about, even about what we did here today. We'll see you then. Take care.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Take care. Toodles.